She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. What up, what up, what up, what up? This is She Gets It podcast. My name is Shan. This is a podcast where we talk about everything without limitations, because everything needs to be talked about. All the things you do, all the things you don't. What up, though? Let's go. Say what? I just want y'all to know that this episode is going to be so bad. All right. I told you guys this is like a warning. Put your headphones on. Get away from the old people. Get away from your children. If you're at work, don't get fired. I have some weird sex questions that I was given from anonymous people that I will be answering with Chrissy. And then I'll do the second half, more gaze towards men, by myself. So, I don't know, get comfortable. You might hear something you've never heard before. You might hear something you're used to. Or you might hear something you also had questions about. All right, let's get into it. Chrissy!
Hey.
You made it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I have my drink. What I'm doing is... Do not judge me after this. I'm just going to honestly answer these questions. They are very, you know, very upfront and personal. Okay?
Okay.
There is no filter here. You can say what you need to say.
Anything?
You can say anything. Okay. I already gave a disclaimer at the beginning. If these people get fired, they get fired. So, the first question is, why do women bite pillows?
To combat the blow. Wait. Oh, I can say that?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, like, it depends on where you are.
Wait,
so like,
I didn't even ask you the subject matter. I need a slap.
Oh, true.
Okay.
All right, so this episode is about weird sex questions.
I ask
men and I ask women what is like their weird sex question that they have for the opposite sex.
Oh,
so okay. we're just doing the woman's side from what the men want to know.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I answered correctly.
Yeah, so the biting of the pillows can depend on where the hell you are. So if you're somewhere where you shouldn't be doing what you're doing, but you're doing it, you might want to shut the hell up. So that may be something you do. I just personally don't want no faces after I'm done doing what I'm doing. So I'd rather do it as quietly as I can. Now.
Yeah, you got...
We're somewhere where where you are outside with the animals on the green earth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you hear.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, I live by myself, so it don't I'll bite the pillow for the sake of
even living by yourself. Like, I don't want my neighbor to be like, oh, she over there getting it in.
Let the neighbors know my name.
No names. No names.
No names.
Next. Okay. We all know the neighbors know your name. Why do women like their feet licked? Who the fuck are y'all fucking?
Hey. Like,
oh, you. Wait a minute. Someone is over there licking the paws on the floor.
The toe is in their mouth.
Listen, you lick a toe, that's all you don't get every time.
She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show.
I don't know. Like, it depends. Like, if we've been there and then I go shower.
I said we got to be, like, drunk. Like, I'm like, you just doing shit. Yeah.
What is the thing with the toe? Does it tickle? Like, I'm ticklish, like, so you can't touch my feet.
Kinda. It's kinda, and then it's like that when it's just one toe, it's like that is the only thing that's wet. So it's like weird, but like sex, it you gotta is, be is doing it
like the feeling of a nipple.
No.
Oh.
Who nipple feel like a toe?
I mean, no, because I don't have anybody licking my feet.
Bruh, if your toe feel like a nipple. Okay. Next.
Oh. Okay. Why do women front like they don't want sex more? Listen, that was embarrassing when I want it.
Nah, that she don't want you, bro.
Yeah, if she try to hide the fact that she want to fuck,
yeah, because I am, you know, I'm a grandma at heart, and but it take a certain type of nigga to make me talk about it on my own without no coaxing. So nah, she don't want you.
I might show up at your job and just hand
my wait stuff. A minute.
Wait yeah. A minute. If I want it, I'm going to tell you.
Job sites and trucks.
Yes.
And parking lots.
Unlimited sucks. All right. So, next. Yes. She don't like you, bro.
Yeah, she don't like you.
Okay. All right. Why do women have sex with their shirt on? Who are y'all fucking?
Because they think that they're fat and they're insecure and they need a pacifier because they're childish as fuck.
Yeah, I'm not having that with no shirt on. Mm-mm. I need skins.
Yeah, that's...
yeah.
Well, he might as well fuck you with his pants on.
Listen.
Okay.
If you gotta go, you gotta go.
And boots.
Oh, no, we're not doing boots. But I have, you know,
okay.
You know. Oh, okay.
Okay. Next
question. Why do women say things they don't mean during sex?
to make y'all
to hype your ego,
right?
But I'm not gonna tell you. Like, I hate when people ask me this. Whose pussy is this? It's mine. This is my house. You can leave. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't say nothing. Well, ain't nobody been bold enough, except the person that they knew at the time it belonged to. But ain't nobody been bold enough to like ask me that dumb shit.
Cause don't ask me that, because yeah, I'm really honestly gonna let you know it's not yours.
I'll say some dumb shit like Jesus Christ.
Shut up. Shut up.
I'm my Lord and Savior.
Shut up. Hallelujah. Why do women lose morals during good sex? Because you're supposed to.
Lose morals?
Yes.
Who the fuck you fucking? A nun? The fuck?
Listen, what I tell you, if you are not comfortable doing anything and everything with the person you're fucking, you shouldn't be fucking them.
That's okay. Who asked that?
This is a no-name song. These are anonymous questions.
Girl, that deserves a name. Next.
Why don't women initiate slobbing on the knob? I don't know about what women they are talking about.
I can only speak for myself.
Listen! I will pull it out in front of your mother if I
had loud.
I'm just saying. If you want that and I need that, I'm going to have it.
Yeah, well, but if it's the person that I really feel for, like, and I know that's what they love, like, I do that shit. We just watching TV because I'm bored. But that's just me. I don't
driving.
Know. Yeah.
Outsiding.
Just left the clubbing.
What are we talking about right now?
Parking lotting.
What are we talking about right now?
Y'all messing with chilling.
Listen.
Okay, inexperienced motherfuckers.
Okay. Why do women or men change their voice during sex? I'm not doing what? That. I'm not doing that.
Okay, like, Voltron. Doing... What?
Are we doing the teeter people?
Look, I've heard of role playing. If it's a role play, maybe, one, I'm not old enough to have to do shit like that yet. Okay.
I'm too immature.
Yeah.
Shut up. So like, if you be like, okay, let's role play. I'm like, okay, cool. You get there and let's go. Chantal's gonna meet you at the door and be like, what's up?
Girl, I'll talk like Yoda.
I can't do the outfit. Not Yoda.
Let's fuck now. I would go now fuck.
Let's. Shut up, not Yoda.
We too are mature for role playing, as you can see. Okay.
Okay. Why do women try to be cute while riding? I don't.
Well,
I don't care how ugly you see me, you're going to feel me though.
Bruh, my titties flapping all over the place.
Titties under arms. What are you talking about?
At least I could look like something. I personally, that's an odd angle to be looking at.
So. The only time I've seen myself is in a room of mirrors, which I think everybody should do at least a few times, and video.
Disclaimer, Chrissy ain't doing no goddamn video. Okay. Thank you very much.
Not yet.
Thank you.
Next question. No, that's a man's question. We're not answering that. Why do women fake orgasm? It's a man's question.
Oh, okay. What?
Why do women fake orgasms?
Bruh, because just y'all, because y'all can't do it right. So just
listen, you know. I'll do that if I'm extremely tired of waiting on you to come through. If I already had 5 of these things and I'm content and in my mind my pussy is now asleep and you are still out here trying to find something that has came and went.
But it's like that, I don't know, because I'm a fake. But how y'all know they faking? You're not supposed to know, Steve. You're not supposed to know.
That's because they know that they sorry. That's just because they know that she already gave up and they're still trying.
I don't know. I do that quite often, actually. Okay.
Oh no.
Okay.
How do you introduce more sex outside the bedroom? You just go for it.
Yeah.
You just have to go for it.
Well, men.
What do you mean well?
Don't be jumping on her. They need
no. If you know her and she's comfortable with you and y'all are together, go ahead and initiate that.
Girl, we gotta make sure you differentiate because people.
Okay. Me too, movement. Okay. Right. I mean, just don't do it with the person you're dating. No. You might get that master mace. Don't do it.
Are they good taste?
Oh, God.
Okay. Mm-mm. Just be spontaneous. Just, you don't always have to go to the bedroom. Like, just pop it off. Just anywhere. Anywhere in the house. Like, just stop in the kitchen. Or stop in the garage. If your garage is
clean. I mean, take a tour. But I'm always up for touring the outdoors.
See, that's... Let me be quiet.
Next. Okay. What are some nonverbal signs women give that are important to know that she's green lighting? You would have to know the person you're with.
I say it.
It could be a look. It could be a purposeful pass. You're passing me too close, or you're touching,
or you just sit on his lap. That kind of does it.
Or you just being mad, loose at the mouth on purpose.
Emojis. Those work.
Oh yeah, emojis. I can't send those no more because
you have children that know how to read.
Yes. What else works? Shit, getting on each other's nerves.
That works for certain signs. I'm an Aquarius. Don't think that you get on my nerves lead to sex because it don't.
Oh, mine's the.
Okay, that's why you have two children now. Okay, next.
The light is green. The light is green. Next. Green means go. All right. So this man wanted to know, how do you introduce anal? You don't.
Okay, well, the podcast is done. Okay? The podcast is finished.
I don't know. That's not my forte. I mean, all you men out here.
I've heard fingers first. And then that has to be
like, oh, you're gonna get a finger, right? The middle one from me, because I'm not doing it. No.
Everybody's not a fan of that. There are a lot of women that like they go for that, but these two on this podcast, no sir, no ma'am.
Two times in my life,
I can do I can do a fingertip.
Oh, we can do finger, but we're not doing.
Yeah. Next.
No. I can feel it getting tight as I
go. Okay.
All right. Can regroup. Women really not know how many times they came? Yes.
Really?
Nigga, if I'm in there, like
I got to be drunk, I have to be like gone drunk.
I'll lose count, especially if you're doing some extra shit. I'll lose count. Do women want us to honestly say what we didn't like? wait. I think that comes with age. So now I'm just like, tell me what.
I don't know, bro. Like,
no, if I don't really, if we're new to the fucking, and I really don't know you like that, I need you to tell me what you like. And if I'm not doing something right, I need you to tell me. But I don't need you to tell me one time.
Bruh, I wouldn't know how to take that shit. Some
because you're petty.
Bro. Well, Chrissy. That pussy was a little whack.
Oh, God. I mean, it doesn't have to be that blunt, but.
Me, I feel so shame. Oh, God.
Boy,
I wouldn't know what to do. I'm just like, I don't know that now.
I don't know. Some men are weird. Some men like their dick suck a certain way. Some don't. Some.
Yeah. I've been told like slow down like while sucking dick. I heard that before, but as far as fucking, I don't know how I take that. That ain't never,
too many directions, and I'm be like, sir,
bruh, you do it then. Shit.
Oh God. Yeah, don't tell me too much. Just tell me enough and leave me alone. And you better act like you like it.
Because they ain't going to happen again.
But listen, why do women like to scratch or claw niggas doing
for evidence? Ain't no
wait. I mean, I don't do it for evidence, but I do it because I need to let you know where I'm coming from.
Bruh, I be doing that shit on purpose.
One time, I gave a hickey on a forehead.
I remember that.
Listen! I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
I just do it just to be petty. It should be good, but I don't be like earth-wrenching. Like, all right.
Okay. Does size matter?
Yep. I tried to look past it. That lasted all of 2 weeks.
You know how it's hard, like if you get a bigger TV to go back down?
Bruh.
Boy. Yeah, the struggle.
Eyes be fucked up than a mug.
The struggle. Where is it?
Right. No.
Where is it?
I didn't think it mattered until I realized it mattered. So.
Man, yeah. When you're in three places at the same time already, I'm just like, damn, what is that?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you get somebody where you're trying to have half today and half next week.
Ooh. Ooh. The memories.
I mean, it does matter. And then you have some people that's just really full in the pants, and they can't do shit with it.
I think
I hate that more because you're not putting in the effort.
No. I hate the worst thing, not knowing what to do. Because I can kind of maneuver with the one that don't know what they're doing, but the one that don't have anything to give.
No volunteer work.
We cannot do anything.
No internship. No extra credit.
No extra credit.
Ooh-wee. I don't know.
Yes, you do know.
I mean, I know, and I wish I didn't, but shit.
Okay. Next!
Why do women run or pretend like they don't want it?
That sounds like a rape. Next! Who's asking these questions? Yo, what? Maybe because that shit hurts.
No,
that's the only time I be running.
Sometimes I be testy to see how green light you are, like now, like right now. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Sometimes I will push it, but I've never had
somebody. Bruh, that shit hurts. That position does not feel good.
But I never ran physically. call the cops. Call the cops.
Pineapple. Pineapple. Get off of me.
You be there, bitch, trying to spell it out. Ooh.
All right. Next.
Do you consider men that watch a gay porn homosexual?
Okay, hell no! The podcast is done.
Hell no! Listen, for you men out there, if you are watching another man find his pleasure with another man, you have joined them. Mm-mm. There is no in between. It's not like when women watch other women.
Mm-mm.
It's not that.
I have no comment on this one. I'm saying next right now. The answer is next. Okay.
And you should next that man. All right. Because he's four of the same men you are.
Did he tell her that he watched gay porn? Did you catch him?
These questions are anonymous.
Oh, these are serious things, and he answers. Okay. All right, continue.
All right. A man wants to know, how do we ask for a head from a woman without having to? You don't. If the girl really likes you, she's going to.
Yeah, she'll do it off
her. Yeah, I've woken people up with this.
Yeah.
If she doesn't like you, you're always going to ask. And don't be begging for it, because
it's too many bitches out here to be asking for anything. So next, her the fuck.
Ooh, I don't know.
Make sure.
All right, trying to find a woman's question. All right, let's see. That's a man's question. Oh man. Most of these are women's questions. Okay, why do women say they want it one way but then want it the opposite? I don't tell you the opposite. I tell you what I want, and I expect you to tell me to shut the hell up.
Yeah. Because a woman ain't supposed to have all the direction during that time any damn way. So stop listening to suggestions. How about that?
That was easy. You know what I'm saying? What are women stimulating parts? Meaning, what makes them want to fuck?
Okay. I'm about to take y'all back to middle school. Okay. Ooh. You remember hot spots? Everybody has one, and everybody's is not the same. So you got to figure out what turns that person on. Okay, next.
For me personally, it is definitely in the mind. If in my mind I haven't fucked you mentally, you're not going to get it. We're not going there. If I'm not attracted to you, there's nothing that's going to happen.
If you're attracted to somebody, like, overly, it don't matter.
Right.
Like, a slap on the butt will be like, oh, shit. Like, like,
I don't even need that. I need, like,
anything.
Just, like, a brisk, lightly touch.
Yeah.
Like, what do you need from that? Right.
I am yours.
Right. Yeah.
Like, if you overly attracted, the look, a smile, anything.
Listen, you look at me too long, I'm just like, what do you need?
Girl.
You'd be like, can you pass me the salt?
You know what's. Okay.
Okay. All right. We're giving too much.
Okay. Shout out to them niggas with the first letter. Jay! Shut up!
I got them papers. Right. I got them papers. All right. Next question. Gather yourself, woman.
Why do women stop squatting on the dick? Because that shit is a workout, my G. Like, if I really like you, I'll put in a good 3 to 4 minutes. Outside of that, my G, you're not getting that. I'm gonna tell you straight no. I'm telling you no.
I went to the gym today already. Okay.
That too, you could be burning.
That hurts. That's not a comfortable thing to be doing.
What are men squatting? What are men doing exercise wise for women? Nothing.
Yeah.
You're already taller than me. You have more muscle than me.
Yeah.
So you should be able to put in this work. Me now. No, sir.
I'll do it for
a little bit.
Bit of time, yeah. Just to show you that I can, but that should not last them for forever.
You know, the women's questions are over.
Ah,
any thoughts?
Them folks. Let's just go back. if she is running, okay.
There's a Me Too movement going on. Don't get your
okay.
Case.
No, don't get your case. Means no. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. What can I say? I don't know how people do one night stands without actually knowing a person, because I need you to know what I like and what I don't like. But if that works for you, cool.
See, ain't no one night stands. Look, this 2019. It's some shit out here that you cannot get rid of.
Listen.
Okay. No.
That clap is an audience.
Girl, the HIV. Fuck the clap. Girl.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. Seafood is great, but not in the pants.
Wrap it up. Me personally, I have to know who it is, so I know who to go kill if some shit comes up. See, that one night stand shit, that's too risky. Cause
yeah. I need the job, the place of work,
the license plate,
the home,
bruh.
And your closest ally.
Girl. So I know where to find you if need be.
Yeah.
But anywho, whatever floats y'all boats.
And another thing, if he's comfortable with you behind him too long, I don't care.
Behind him?
That's a sign.
What do you mean behind?
Listen, men don't want you behind them too long.
Now, oh, I'm just talking about in general, like standing behind.
It don't matter. Especially if he's butt naked. Don't be behind a man.
Bruh.
I'm just saying.
We don't have to address that here. You going all into left field? No.
If he's comfortable, he needs to go.
I had a friend that her nigga asked her.
I don't care what people say. Oh, it's near their G-spot. Cool. Great. I'm not going there. I'm not putting my fingers in no man's.
No, he asked for a banana, bitch.
Oh. No.
Girl, her dumb ass gonna do it.
Nigga, I would be like, you want a smoothie?
Bruh.
You looking for a banana split?
Okay, we got please. A blender in
we
the
can
kitchen.
Take a break. No, you're not doing that.
Bruh.
That's not fun.
We're not, and mind you, we're not homophobic. It's just we like men's men.
Mm-mm.
For
yes.
us, our preference,
yes,
are men who do not like men in any shape or form, other than a best friend or a brother.
The fun hole, the mouth hole, that's all hole. That's it.
Now, wait, the what?
The front hole, the mouth hole, that's all hoe.
Oh. Yeah, ain't no more hoes.
No. Uh-uh. I don't know. But yeah. But that's all we have for the women. We will get into the questions you men have, or you women have, right, for the men's side. Chrissy, we're out.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. I've been trying to wait to do this part because I really wanted a man to answer the rest of these questions, but since that's taken too so long, I'm just gonna answer. I'll answer it, okay? If I don't have an answer and y'all have an answer, just leave a voicemail with the answer and I'll add it in. All right, so the first question I have here, nonverbal signs that a woman may want sex. If she knows you, you should already know these signs. And these nonverbal signs can only be sent to people you have already had previous sex with. If you're new to this woman, don't be trying to think of your own nonverbal signs, because it may be completely wrong and you don't want yourself to end up with a case. Nonverbal signs could be me like touching on you a certain way, or me sending you a certain text in words that you will know that are familiar when I did, or me telling you to stay when you're thinking of like, oh, I usually go home, she wants you to stay. Or I don't know, me wanting to go out for drinks with you or go somewhere else, or just like be around you, or me just like want you in my, you know, arm's reach. And I don't know, there's lots of signs, but if you know a girl or a woman well enough, you'll know what those signs are. Next question. Why do women try to be cute during sex? Listen, if I know you and you know me, and this is not like our 12th time doing this, I'm not trying to be cute. If I come off cute to you, I don't know what I'm doing, then I just come off cute to you. But I'm not trying to be cute to anybody that I really want to have sex with. And if a woman is trying to be cute to you, tell her to chill. Tell her to chill, because if she wasn't cute, you wouldn't be there, period. Do you consider men that watch a gay porn homosexual? Me personally speaking, yes. I don't want the man that I'm with interested, curious about another man doing anything. I don't want him to sit there and watch porn that involves a man on a man. As far as like threesomes and it involves a woman and two men, cool. Sometimes I might watch that. Why? I don't know. But I don't want to see like their dicks touching. I don't want to see like them having their own session on the side type shit. Yeah. But it's just different. Like if a woman watches two women, you know, doing whatever sexually, I don't feel like that woman is necessarily gay. I feel like that woman is just seeing what they're doing. Like, I don't understand what the attraction is about two women supposedly having sex, because to me, there has to be something else there. Like, I'm not really going to get off on the fact that y'all have the same parts I have, so we're gonna have a great time. No, we're not. I'm gonna get bored at a certain point. That's just me. Maybe for other women that may do something, but yeah, that's me. I'm weird. I don't like listening to pornos, so I turn the volume all the way down. I just want to watch it. And I don't like expected pornos. Like, I don't like
when I think I know what the next thing is going to be. No, it has to be weird. It has to be spontaneous. It has to be out the box. That's just me. I don't know about you. Why do men not listen to a woman's body when it comes to sex? Because they're not familiar. Y'all didn't spend enough time talking about what y'all like and what y'all don't like. And you probably really don't like him. That's why. Why do men / women fake orgasms? I don't fake orgasms. If I ain't get it, I'm gonna tell you I ain't get it if you ask me. If you ain't doing something for me to get that, I'm just gonna say you ain't doing something for me to get that. If you make stupid, ugly, stupid, dumb faces while you're coming, it's gonna already turn me off and I'm gonna just be somewhere else in my head and I'm not going to come. I'm gonna tell you to hurry up and come so I could be done. Why do men stop to examine your vagina during sex? This is not an appointment. I don't know. When I've had a person look at it, it's because he's a freak. He was a nut. And I didn't mind it because I really liked him. So I don't care what you look at down there. I know what it looks like. And if you want to look at it before you do whatever you do to it, fine. That doesn't bother me. But every man I'm with is not about to inspect a gadget my shit. Just not. Unless you gonna have me inspect a gadget your dick. Next question. Why do men think it's okay to put one finger in both holes? Listen here. I don't like my butthole being tampered with, period, okay? Now, if you're bothering me and we're already having sex and you may want to think it's funny to tell me what you're going to do when I don't want you to do it, and you stick a thumb in there slightly, but you're penetrating something else, just make sure I don't know and you tell me afterwards. Like, I don't want your finger anywhere else. And if you're sticking your fingers in anybody's hole, make sure your finger is clean. Make sure your nails are cut. Make sure under your nails are clean. If not, keep your damn fingers to yourself. Next question. Why do men try to tear all your ribs out? Because they've just been backed up and they're doing too much. Like, I don't want... If I don't have the next 3 days off, don't come over here beating my cheeks like I ain't got something to do. Like, I don't have to go to work tomorrow. Like, I don't have kids to deal with. Like, I don't have errands to run the next day. I don't want to be walking around here like I'm a cowboy because I already had a session with you last night. Don't do it, okay? Why do men make weird faces? Because they don't know what to do when they feel in a certain type of way. If you do what you do right, they should make a weird face. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to like it. Why do men eat ass? Yes, why do y'all eat ass? If I have a whole pussy here, I got nipples, I got a mouth. I don't want you eating my ass. I don't want you down there. And I don't want your lips on me after you eat my ass either. Because this is how I see it. If you're eating my ass, that means everybody else has an ass, male or female, and you wouldn't mind eating that ass too. That is how I see it. So for me, particularly, no. Thank you. Next question. Why do men keep doing the same moves? Yes! Stop that shit. Switch it up. I've had sex with 1, 2, 3 people that consistently would do the same shit. One time I was dating somebody and I could time them out on when they were to eat, when they were going to sleep, when they were going to wake up, what they were going to do next, and what they were going to do next, what they were going to do when they were finished. The boringest shit ever. Don't do it. Switch it up. There's too much porn out here for you to be sitting up fucking me the same way. do y'all men know where the clit is? A lot of y'all don't, okay? A lot of y'all should Google that shit, should look up some YouTube videos. A lot of y'all should take trips to the sex store, the toy store with your girl, or go by yourself and check some shit out. A lot of y'all don't know where that is, and a lot of y'all don't know how to pleasure women. A lot of y'all don't know how to eat pussy, and y'all just down there wasting my time. Know if your girl is a you barely need to touch it type of girl, or you need to get all up in it. Know that. Get that understood first. Why do men wear socks during sex? I don't know. Why do y'all wear socks during sex? Like, if I'm fucking you, the odds are I don't give a fuck about your feet. I just hope your feet are clean and cut your nails. But I don't expect your feet to be pretty, so stop wearing socks during sex. It's weird. Why do men need a lot of noise during oral sex? Not every man needs a lot of noise, and sometimes certain noises will make him come faster, but know your man, okay? And if he needs a lot of noise during sex, then I guess that's just what you have to do. Why do men close their eyes? Because shit be feeling good. Duh. That's why I close my eyes. If my eyes is wide open and I'm staring at you all the whole time, the odds are you don't know what the fuck you're doing and I'm about to get up. Why do men like kisses during sex? If you really like a man, y'all should be having sex. If you really don't like a man, y'all not gonna kiss during sex. Maybe you just wanted to test some dick out. Maybe he just wanted to test some pussy out, but he really doesn't like you. He's not looking forward to dating you. He's not looking forward to in a relationship. Personally, sex is hella boring if y'all don't kiss. I would never do that again. Why do men want their balls grabbed? That's a sensitive area down there, and for some men that's sensitive. Some men like their balls plated while you're sucking your dick. Some men when they're going in and out of your pussy want you to grab their balls. Sometimes I just grab it because I just would like to know what that feels like. What else do we got here? Why do y'all do so much talking? Yes. Know when to talk during sex and know when to shut the fuck up. Sometimes this time may not be the time for you to be running your mouth. Sometimes this time I just want to hear our skin clapping. Sometimes I just want to hear your breathing. Sometimes I just want to feel you breathing on me. Sometimes I just want to feel our bodies wet and sticky and just sweaty. Stop talking to me. And stop wanting me to answer you about shit. Don't ask me if this pussy is yours because it's not. Don't ask me, did I miss you? Because if you are here, clearly I did. Like, stupid shit. Please. Stop. Why are y'all slapping ass? I think men just slap ass for the sake of having an ass to slap. Or just wanting you to, feel a certain way while they're getting pussy. Some of men may want their shit to jiggle while they are fucking. I don't know. Why do men / women want us to say what we didn't like? If that man is very confident and that man is very secure and he asks you what didn't you like, you could tell him and his feelings won't be hurt. If that man is insecure and he asks you what didn't you like and you tell him, you probably hurt his feelings for life. Know what kind of man you got. And if you don't want to really know if you sucked, don't ask me, because I will tell you. Why do men feel like you want to die from choking on a dick? Yeah, some of y'all be shoving it, okay? Some of y'all be wanting to fuck a mouth for the sake of fucking a mouth. I understand that, but my mouth is not as deep as my pussy is. So if you're trying to go that deep in my mouth, the odds are you need to be getting some pussy right now. And if I want you deep down in my throat, let me do it. All right, last one. If you're scared of kids, stop trying to make me Twinkie.
Thank you. Stop trying to come inside of me if you really don't want any more kids or you're not trying to have a kid. And if I personally tell you I am not drinking brown liquor before we fuck, I'm saving you for the sake of we will make a child tonight, okay? Okay. That's all the questions I had, y'all. I hope this helps some people with some questions they may have had. And if you have more questions, like I said, please leave a voicemail and I'll add it in and try to answer it. My name is Shan, and this is it for Weird Sex Questions. Deuces. What up, y'all? Thank you for listening to She Gets a Podcast. My name is Shan. You can find me at www.whoisshan.com. If you're a creative, email me at info@whoisshan.com. If you would like to do a feature on one of these episodes, I would love to talk and figure out what is it that you do that you're great at and share it with the world. She Gets It Podcast is available on many platforms. You have iTunes, you have Anchor, Pocket Cast, Spotify, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Podbean, hopefully more to come. YouTube, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about doing a YouTube channel maybe in the future. But if you want to reach me, you can reach me at Shan_gets_it on IG. Other than that, y'all be great and see you soon.